This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
It's 10 minutes after 9 o'clock. This is Power Life with myself, Tsekgoha Tjomo-Agi. Remember that number that you can dial is 0861-987-000, 0861-987-000. Or, of course, you can tweet us at PowerFM987 at Tsekgoha-Agi _. That's where you can get in touch with us. Let's get into our conversation with Brigadier Athlenda Mate, the National Police spokesperson. Brigadier, good evening to you. Thank you so much for your time.
A very good evening to you, Tsekgo, and to your listeners.
So let's just speak then about tomorrow. All systems go?
Absolutely. As we speak, we are already on the ground. I'm actually in a moving vehicle where we are monitoring the situation. We have implemented a multidisciplinary approach, an integrated and joint approach where, as the SAPS, we are working jointly with other law enforcement agencies to ensure that we prevent and combat any acts of criminality. But also what has come out today and what we have heard is that obviously the SANDF, about 3,000 of their members, will be joining us to ensure that we prevent and combat any forms of criminality, maintain public order, protect the inhabitants of South Africa and their property, as well as uphold and enforce the law.
If you've got any questions for Brigadier Athlenda Mate, do give us a call on 0861-987-000. Brigadier, you know, I must ask, you know, obviously it seems mind-boggling somewhat that we've got so much police enforcement with this particular EFF strike or shutdown that they've called it tomorrow. Whereas in June, July of 2021, when we saw riots happening, people looting shops. And I mean, this happened, I remember, I think I was on air at the time, around midnight or so, and you could actually see it happening already on social media. It was already being shown that people are starting to do this. And this went on for a week or so, if I'm not mistaken. So the question, you know, the question really
from
is...
From our side.
No, I'm just... the question really is...
From our side, we have learned the lessons of July 2021. We are better prepared, we are better coordinated, as indicated that we've learned our lessons. We are working jointly with various stakeholders. We are trying to correct the wrongs that were made, or our mistakes that were made during the July 2021 unrest. And that's why you see that the SANDF is also being brought on board to support the role of the SAPS on the ground. And if I can assure you that, to inform you rather, that most of our operations are intelligence driven. So we are responding according to the threat that has been analyzed. Our intelligence community is on the ground. They are feeding us with information, and jointly we are better coordinated, we are in a better position to respond, and we are going out there and we're saying communities come on board as well and, you know, work together with members of the South African Police Service to uphold and enforce the law.
So what difference have you really put in place this time round?
So this time around, although I cannot discuss our operational plans and decisions in urban and for security reasons, obviously, so this time around, it's really better coordination, it's better planning from our side. We've met with key stakeholders ahead of this planned protest, and jointly, I think everyone is jointly working together to ensure that our common goal is that we prevent and combat any acts of criminality.
Okay, so, you know, of course you can't give us the clear details of what the plan is and, you know, what exactly you'll be doing. How many officers would be on the ground? Of course, we know that the police minister had said that this was from Friday. So how many police officers are on the ground? Do you know that number?
Well, we don't talk to numbers because those are operational matters, and we will be giving too much information, which is not good for planning on our side. But it's just to assure the nation that we've got the capacity, we've got our members on the ground. And remember, We are not working in silos as the SAPS. As I've indicated, we are following a multidisciplinary approach, a joint and integrated approach. It's not only the SAPS, it's the Metro Police, it's the nationals, the provincials, the local traffic officers that are on board. It's your priority that we will be working. We are continuously working closely with. You would know that the private security is a very important stakeholder looking at that geographical footprint because they act as the eyes and ears of for the South African Police Service. So we've held several meetings with them this past week. We've outlined our expectations, but most importantly, we've jointly developed a plan that will see that we prevent and combat any act of criminality. But what is important, and what I've stated earlier, is that as law enforcement, we won't be able to do it alone. So it's quite important that communities come on board, report any wrongdoing, report any suspicious activities. And really, we want to take this opportunity to thank the communities that have already done so. Through the community's tip-offs, we were able to attend and seize some tires that were strategically placed on corners that you would see that it was quite evident that you can see that they were placed there strategically for acts of criminality. So really would like to thank the communities that have informed us of those particular incidents taking place. So jointly, we believe that we can ensure that there is law and order in the country.
All right. Does sound like the plan is in place. 0861-987-000. That's the number that you can dial to ask Brigadier Athlenda Mate. She's the National Police Spokesperson. Any questions that you may have specifically about tomorrow? Let's go to Ludwig in Soshanguve. Ludwig, all right. We're just struggling with the line from Ludwig. So Brigadier, you know, you say that the lessons have been learned. Is it a plan, or what is there going to be a plan to continue with such kind of operations when there's some kind of a threat, and I'm putting a threat in inverted commas, of a national shutdown or any kind of mass protest?
So obviously, I think this is information probably that the media does not know or chooses to ignore, right? So in the past financial year, as the SAPS, we responded and gave attention to 8,753 crowd-related incidents, which are your protests. So that type of information is not being reported on because we managed to contain those protests before they could escalate into public violence. So it does tell us that we have been on the ground and we are working to ensure that there's stability in the country. But most importantly, in the last financial year, and what is not coming out from the media space, is that we arrested 1.2 million suspects for various crimes ranging from murder, assault, GBH. So we are on the ground. We are continuously on the ground. It's not only for this particular protest, but obviously, like I've indicated, our this particular operation is intelligence-driven. So the information that has been collected would obviously motivate our planning. So, and hence, you see the heightened police visibility. But it doesn't even need intelligence. I mean, the conveners have been very social media. They just...
Oh, Brigadier, we are losing you there. Are you driving? Are you on the road?
Business, yes. I'm not driving. I'm being driven. But I am on the road as indicated. We are already on the ground. We are monitoring. Yeah. We are on the highways. We are on municipal roads. We are on provincial roads. So it's all systems go, as I've indicated. Mm-hmm. So I am being driven. So do not worry.
Okay, as long as you're safe.
I'm not driving. Yes.
As long as you're safe.
So that really should come out to say, listen, we give every protest in the country attention. It's not only this one, but obviously this one, like I indicated, if you monitor the social media posts that have been coming out, the various videos that were posted, I mean, if you're going to say there is a national shutdown and you literally have burning objects in your background, what are you saying? You're brandishing firearms out in the open. What are you saying? So obviously, as the SAPS, we have urged our members not only to protect those who will not be taking part in the protest, but we have a duty also to protect those who will be taking part in the protest.
All right, let's take a few calls. Brigadier Lodwick in Soshanguve, good evening.
Hi, how are you?
Very well, Lodwick. What's your question this evening?
I just want to ask the Brigadier, why now there's the intelligence on the July armrest? There was not intelligence on that time. How are you going to handle this situation? Because it looks like they don't have a clue of intelligence that you can assist in South African. And then even the vans of the police, when the people are crying at the places, and then they find that there is no van to assist you, you will wait until. And then how are you going to handle this?
All right. Thank you for that, Lodwig in Soshanguve. Khori in Pretoria, evening.
Yes, evening. I'm definitely concur with the business caller. And then my other question is, where the resources come from now? From all the time, there was no resources, there's no van, there's no police. The police, they were never this visible in the township. Recently, there was a guest at Joburg. Where were the police?
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Khori in Pretoria. Bethwell in Pretoria as well. Evening.
Yeah, good evening. How are you doing?
Very well. And yourself, Bethwell?
I'm fine. Yes. You know, I just want to ask the Brigadier that the energy that we saw from the security cluster, why can't they use that energy to make sure that they arrest the murderers who kill 80 people per day in our country, the hijacked building, the illegal people in our country, and also crime in general? Because what they are doing, they show us they've got the resources, but they don't want to use that resources to protect the South Africans. They use the resources to protect the people from outside who victimize the South Africans. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, Bethwell in Pretoria. Brigadier, your response to those questions?
So in responding to the question of intelligence, the intelligence was there. And I think in my response, I did indicate that what is different now is that we are better coordinated, there is better planning, there is better collaboration. And like I've indicated, we are implementing a multidisciplinary approach. In terms of the resources, yes, we do have a challenge in terms of resources in the SAPS, but we do respond according to the threat that is on the ground, and we mobilize accordingly. So in terms of the vehicles that he was talking to, in this financial year alone, we have set aside, I think it's 1 billion, to obviously procure new vehicles so that we can ensure that there are always vehicles that will respond to the call of duty and respond to assist South Africans. The last, just remind me with the last, the last few questions. We're monitoring, we're on the highway,
understood.
So it's quite difficult. But just remind me on the last question, especially.
Yeah, Bethwell was also speaking in the same terms, you know, the issue of why is it, why aren't we seeing this kind of energy when it comes to, on a daily basis, crimes on a daily basis.
Okay, so our response to that is that as a SAPS, we are working tirelessly to prevent and combat and investigate any form of criminality within the country. I had indicated that in the last financial year, we have arrested 1.2 million suspects ranging for various crimes, ranging from murder, assault, GBH. In the last 3 months, in the latest crime statistics that were released by the Minister of Police, we had arrested more than 5,000 suspects for GBVF-related crimes. So the work is being done. I think we choose to ignore. I don't want to say the media, because the media is an important stakeholder. But I think the media is also giving this particular planned protest too much attention. And obviously, we will respond accordingly as well. We will give you information in terms of our planning, because you do approach us for comment and so forth. But it's not entirely true that we are only responding now and we are deploying too much resources to this particular protest. It is important that we attend to every crime that is reported to us. We address every incident that is reported to us, and most importantly, we are arresting the perpetrators of crimes. If you look at the stats now, you talk to the Department of Justice, the prisons are filled, and they can only be filled by the police through our arrests. So there is work that is being done, and we appreciate the community's efforts, the tip-offs that they give us, because most of our arrests are made in working closely with members of the community.
All right, let's take two more calls and we wrap up our conversation. In conversation with Brigadier Athlenda Mate, National Police Spokesperson, we are talking, of course, about the national shutdown by the EFF tomorrow, the Economic Freedom Fighters. Anele Nshawelo, good evening.
Hello, how are you, my sister?
Very well. Anele, what's your question for the Brigadier?
Good. You know what, my main concern is that there is a place in Zimtrope Hostel, just along the highway road. There's a place where they're selling second-hand tires. I think there are about 5,000 to 6,000 tires there. If these protesters, they can lay their hands on those tires, and there's a filling station nearby, there'll be chaos there. She should tell the Netherlands police station to go and monitor that place. It's very dangerous. That's my tip-off.
All right. Thank you for that, Anele Nshawelo. I hope you got that, Brigadier. Emmanuel in Pretoria North. Hi.
Hi, Lede.
Good day, okay, Emmanuel. What's your question?
No, I just want to ask... Nagilu outside, I just got back now. It seems like there's a lot of deployment. So my question to her, why Usanto Ruveli deployment because of EFF is planning this shutdown? But what's already for all day and night? And then police are doing nothing, especially in CBD, Pretoria. It's very chaos there. Mapolisa va central va va tia chocho ko those Nigerians and Tanzanians who sell nyaope.
All right.
Yeah, so why you want to Julius Malema hire this and then Okono uvona longer? I'm even surprised. Mapolisa kya manchi, like I never see this before.
Yeah, all right. Emmanuel in Pretoria North. I think she's answered that, but she could possibly just re-emphasize. Brigadier?
Okay. So just to inform, obviously, the callers. Yeah, yeah. Sorry, we're just turning in somewhere.
No problem.
Just to respond to the callers to say we've taken note of their concerns and to the tip-offs that are being made. My number is a public telephone. Everyone has my number. It's 082-040-8808. I am encouraging you. Or give me a. We take this matter forward, especially with the second-hand goods dealer who's near a garage. So we look at that firstly to check if whether they are licensed to deal with second-hand goods. So we'll check the licenses. So it's 082-040-8808. But also, what is important is that as the SAPS. We have sector police vehicles that are patrolling. We expect them to patrol. I would like to find out more information on the areas that they are referring to say there is less police visibility. Perhaps if you can share that particular information, let us sit down jointly and see what is hampering police there to heighten and improve police visibility. I think their concerns are valid, and we are assuring the nation that the community is an important stakeholder, and that's why we host community engagements so that we can get a sense of how our services are, how our police stations are responding to crime. So please do WhatsApp me. Let's take this conversation forward. I will personally inform the station commanders in that areas, obviously, of the concerns that are being raised.
My last question to you, Brigadier, you know, you mentioned that the prisons are full because of criminals that the police are arresting on a daily basis. We heard Police Minister Begicele saying that those that are, you know, caught being lawless, is that the right word? Being lawless tomorrow, that they must also then be sent to the prisons. But what then happens when prisons are so full, but yet there's still more encouragement to send more people there because, of course, they have committed a crime in one way or another? That's the one thing. And secondly, I know that you might not be able to respond to this because it's an NPA issue, but what happens when it comes to the arrests? People get arrested, but we don't often see them going through to court.
Well, that's also an MPA issue because our mandate is clear. Our constitutional mandate is clear. It's to prevent, combat, and investigate crime, but also to arrest. So we do believe that as the police, we are fulfilling our constitutional mandate to arrest. But what happens when they get to court is an MPA issue, and I think it's only fair to talk to NPA on why they would be releasing suspects from custody. So obviously there are a number of factors that come into play in terms of releasing people from lawful custody. So, but we're taking this opportunity to say, listen, there is no national shutdown. We don't know of a national shutdown. We know of a planned protest. And we are assuring South Africans that tomorrow is a normal working and business day. And to encourage most importantly, our communities to report any acts of wrongdoing timelessly to their nearest police station or call the Crime Stop Hotline number on 0600-10111 and report any acts of criminality. And I will repeat what the National Commissioner said and what the Minister said, to say we are not going to allow any acts of lawlessness. We are not going to allow any acts of public violence. Anyone who is found to be contravening the law will be dealt with accordingly.
Brigadier Athlenda Mate, thank you so much for your time this evening and all the best.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
All right. So that was just a very brief conversation, really, that we're having with the Brigadier about the situation tomorrow, the plans that they have as SAPS. And as you heard, she's on the road. They're monitoring the roads already. This, of course, starting from Friday. Coming up next, we are in conversation with Miss and Mr. Albinism South Africa. Before we get to that, I just want to read some of your tweets, especially regarding that conversation. Kid Flash on Twitter says, the SAPS never attend serious matters like the looting saga with such order. The Brigadier should not tell us about stats because we're on the ground and we see the incompetency of our police. Manifest saying that what's on his mind this evening is load shedding has been suspended. Vinu also speaking to that says, from my side, Sekho, I say thanks to the EFF, load shedding is suspended. With the EFF, we are going somewhere. It's nice to sleep having electricity and waking up in the morning having electricity. Big up to the EFF. That is Vinny. Also on Twitter, you can continue to tweet us at @PowerFM987.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.